This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you think if you played in the NFL, I mean, have played in the NFL in the past, you would have your Pro Football Reference player page open all the time? Like, would you have a tab that would just never leave your computer of, like, your the record of your career? Would you do that? It seems unhealthy.
No, I don't think. I don't think while I was playing, nor certainly after. No, I don't think so.
Like, you know how you know the site well enough? Do you know, like, when you open Pro Football Reference, they've got those 12 headshots, any reference site.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, you can sort of, they seem like they're just there at random, and you can sort of try to guess who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy in a Bills jersey today that I didn't recognize, and his name is Leonard Hankerson. So I clicked on Leonard Hankerson, who played one game for the Bills in 2015. Maybe Eric knows him.
I'll bet he did. And he would have been on that team.
I thought if I was this guy, I might just have my page open all the time. Just to sort of bask in the fact that I was in the league. But I don't know. Probably not, again, healthy to do that. Eric, did you make it out of Atlanta?
I did. Yeah, I made it out of Atlanta. That traffic down there is something serious. I know we talked on the pregame.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... Between Louisville and Buffalo, I'm not rushing to sit in traffic like that anytime soon.
Was it an adventure getting out yesterday?
It was, but it was kind of self-inflicted because I ended up staying down there and playing golf at a pretty rare golf course down there to get on. And then I decided I think I could make an earlier flight and get home sooner. And so, yeah, it was kind of an adventure getting out, but I just made it.
We had no issue rescheduling you to today, so we're happy to have you today. Monday night, Eric, I mean, it might not surprise you to learn our phone lines are flooded since yesterday at least. Fans are concerned, and it's two losses in a row, which we've seen before. How concerned would you be about the overall here, just generally speaking, about how the season has gone or is going?
I definitely have my concerns. I don't have a lack of faith that we can get it turned around, but I certainly have concerns. And some of the concerns that we had going into the year are coming to fruition. And then there's injuries and kind of the unknown of, you know, what's Hoyt going to be? You know, we're putting a lot of stock into him coming back and changing things. And Ogunjobi, I mean, at least another body at defensive tackle is strong. And, you know, he's had good moments in his career. And what's he going to look like when he gets back out there? And, you know, other guys that, you know, a Max Hairston, can he make an impact on this defense if or when he comes back? So we're putting a lot of stock into some of the unknowns. But, you know, I do have faith that, you know, they'll figure it out. And, you know, I just think – every year is different. Even if you have a lot of continuity and a ton of experience and you've been to the playoffs and won your division 5 years in a row. Every year is different in the sense that, you know, you get a few new faces on either side of the ball, and certain schemes may or may not work. You can have different struggles. Players could have different struggles than they've had in years past. And so, you know, I think it's a situation of us figuring all those things out. The last couple weeks, we've had some really untimely penalties that, you know, maybe they're an anomaly and maybe it's a lack of discipline, but, you know, that last game, you know, we jump offsides, or we're lined up offsides on a sack right before that 81-yard Bijan run. If it's second and long, does that run happen later? You know, maybe. The fumble on the first play of the game where we're lined up offsides, yeah. Does that, you know, change things if we recover that? And so, you know, I looked earlier today before doing One Bills Live, and it's us and the Chiefs tied for the best odds to win the Super Bowl, as most expected heading into the season, but it's, you know, been different paths maybe than some would have thought.
For sure. The Chiefs went through some version of what the Bills are going through now right off the hop of the season. And their offense looked all out of sync, but then they got Worthy back and things seem to be going much more smoothly there now. Eric, in the last half an hour or so, we were talking about the defense and the comfort level that there would have been for everyone involved with Hyde and Poyer back there, as sturdy and strong and excellent as they were for as long as they were. And, you know, last year came and went, and they got by. They made it, you know, just as far as they ever had when those guys were back there. So, you know, okay. I think it was during your segment on One Bills Live when I was on my way in, I heard the three of you, Chris and Steve and yourself, talking about just – the way the zone defense looks right now, and I don't know if it was you that made the point or Steve, that there's just not a lot of reacting. Guys are getting to the part of the field they're supposed to cover that they're responsible for, but they're not reacting to anything really quickly enough anyway. I shouldn't say not reacting. I mean, I'm sure they're getting there eventually, but it seems a little slow. The whole thing just seems a little slow.
No, I'm with you. And, you know, whether that's, you know, a lack of experience on the back end where in time they start, you know, getting some of those breaking routes, whether it's been how bad we've been against the run, so our linebackers are up, you know, sucking up into the line of scrimmage more. You know, at times the pass rush hasn't been the issue. Other times, so certainly some pressure on the quarterback could have helped those guys on the back end, but there's other times where guys are winning quick. You know, Bosa, I'm watching him throughout the game have an opportunity to make plays, but there's wide open guys in the zones where they're able to hit them. And then you hear from Sean McDermott in his yesterday, I believe, when he said, you know, they asked him about the second half adjustments, and he said, we ran more man to man. And so, you know, kind of what I was saying where, you know, you got to figure out your team each and every year, even if you do have continuity, you know, this might become more of a man to man defense where we got to get in people's faces with man defense, because we're just, I don't know, there's those throws across the middle right behind the linebacker seem too easy, and then there's other times where guys are just sitting in soft spots of the zone where it's almost like, man, I'm so afraid I'm going to make a mistake, so I'm just going to get to my spot, and as long as someone doesn't come here, you know, I'm mm-hmm. not going to be at fault here, but when you play like that, you're not going to make plays either.
Right. It happens offensively that through six games, the numbers have pretty much come down every week. Not exactly a straight line, but points and yards, it's mostly correct. We've been talking about, among other things on the Bills offense, that subject is James Cook, and there's always a conversation to be had about his usage. And there's also like whether they should throw to him. I think, Eric, that generally, I feel like if my running back is catching four or more passes a week, I'm probably a bad team. And my quarterback just doesn't run. I think there are probably lots of plays where it's third and four or something, and Allen's just going to go. It's that if Cook is even on the field on a third down play. Do you have a feeling about just how that part of their offense, what it is or isn't? And might it be something that because it's the bye and they've lost two games, or maybe something else here for you is what they turn to try to get better results on offense?
No, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm not saying they need to split out James Cook and use him as a slot receiver, because look at him, he's such a good athlete. Maybe he could play slot or, you know, be another weapon on the outside. But, you know, they're looking at everything right now. And, you know, I think offensively, you know, depending on who's back in these coming weeks, you likely have to lean into that run game and that power run game, especially to then open up play action. And that kind of might be your MO until you can get some of these guys going in the pass game. Because right now, whether it's, you know, Josh, them not separating, or Josh not being on the same page at times when someone sits and he leads them, or, you know, the pass rush gets to him and, oh, in that time someone was open, you know, not having a go-to guy, not having, you know, maybe ultimate trust in those guys has led to just a pretty mediocre pass game so far this season. And, you know, has Josh been perfect? No, but we all know who he is as a player at this point of his career. And so, you know, how do you get that pass game going until, you know, Keon grows up and becomes who we hope he can be, or you get Palmer back, or, you know, shoot, add somebody, or if yep. Gabe Davis, whatever it may be, you might have to lean into that to then open up the pass game. And whether it's going back to some RPO type stuff that have worked in the past or whatever it may be, you know, they're gonna self scout hard this week and say, here's where we're at. And I'll say this right now, and I said it on One Bills Live earlier, I'd like to see them move Keon around more. See what you got in him. I mean, I'm not saying take all of Shakir's slot reps away, but move him around so he's not just getting stuck on the team's, you know, number one cornerback on the opposite side and then throwing him kind of 50-50 balls along the sideline. I'd like to see him involved more, whether it's motion or similar to the first play of the game where we throw it to Palmer off of play action. I'd like to see that be Keon on those routes just to see what we got.
Yeah, that sort of dovetails into what I wanted to ask you about next, and it was them not having seemingly a pivot to handle Atlanta's blitz. I mean, it seemed like, you know, the first play is a good indicator. They kept, I think, one of the tight ends stayed in to chip, and so there was, like, you know, extra effort to slow the blitz down, and they got the look they wanted, and they threw it down the field. But that takes a while to develop. They didn't really ever have those quick-hitting, hot-type reads baked into their game plan. And I think that's kind of weird, considering that Atlanta came in with the reputation of being the heaviest blitz team in the league. I don't know. What do you think was going on there, and is there room for that? Because I would think other teams are going to look at what Atlanta did here and feel like, all right, we can handle them on the outside, and we'll just, you know, send, you know, 5 and 6 and see if they can handle it. So I think they're going to have to find a pivot pretty quick.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a copycat league, and, you know, I wish I had a better answer other than, you know, I don't know per se what was called to, you know,
right.
Know if it's Josh in those instances or it's the receivers and Josh is looking his way and he's not sitting in the correct zone off the hot, or guys on the outside aren't recognizing the blitz to then break the route where they needed to. You know, I'm just being completely honest, I can
yep.
speculate, but, you know, it'd be probably even less than 50-50 shot that I'm right. I will say there were times where, you know, guys would get beat up front where guys are moving around. They have some talented pass rushers. You don't know exactly where they're going to be, and that happens. There was times where I felt like Josh could have made a play, and he either didn't pull the trigger quick enough. I think when they looked at it, there was 4 sacks, and whoever credits these things credited Josh with 2 of the 4 sacks. But, no, you got to have answers. And late in the game, they kept 2 extra blockers in because it seemed like we didn't know which way they were coming from. Okay, well, then we'll just keep in 7 blockers. But when you only have 3 guys out on a route and you don't have a ton of confidence that those guys can go out and make a play for you, I think it was Elijah Moore, Shakir, and Coleman, you know, no one was open. And so, yeah, you got to find those answers. And a lot of times the way we've done it in the past is to beat those guys with the throw. Keep 5 guys out there. And I think we talked about this on pregame, just knowing that they're the heaviest blitz team in the league, mm-hmm. that a lot of times Josh beats those guys with a throw, or okay, there's one guy coming to my right. I'll handle him, and I'll get around him. And they didn't have those answers Monday.
With Eric Wood on the Western Hotline, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Eric normally with us on Mondays, but Monday night game, and then yesterday got busy, so we're happy to have him today. Just trying to maybe ask you to sum it all up here. Earlier, I used the word concerned, right? And you said, well, I think there are concerns, but I have faith that they'll get it right, mostly. I mean, to paraphrase. And this is another year. It's been actually every year since 1991. But all of these Allen McDermott years, they've lost two in a row at least once. Does it feel like, would you want to point to other years where we might have had some of these same kind of more heated sounding conversations? Even last year after Houston, Allen completes 9 passes in Houston last year, and like for very small yardage. Maybe it was just like this. Does that sound generally right, or do you feel more like this year is different in certain ways?
No, I feel like that's generally accurate. You know, I think we've had similar conversations in the past where they've figured it out. To me, the defense is kind of an unknown to me right now, just because we haven't seen Hoyt and Ogunjobi in Bills uniforms. And if they shore up the back end of the defense more and these guys grow and, you know, play better on the back end, does that free up a Bosa who we haven't seen in, you know, towards the end of a season in a Bills uniform or playoff time? Does he become a game wrecker? There's a lot of unknowns. So I do feel like this is a similar conversation than, you know, that we've had coming off back-to-back losses the last 5 years. This one, to me, more unknowns on the defensive side of the football.
Okay. Eric, who is the putting you on the spot here? Maybe the answer is the Bills, which would make it easy. Who is the best team in the league right now?
To me, I'm probably giving that to Kansas City with them getting Rashee Rice back and just understanding, you know, who they have on that roster still. I certainly would put the Bills up there. Like the Indianapolis's and that of the world to me, I don't know. I just feel like, I'm not saying Daniel Jones is going to turn into a pumpkin, but I don't.
You're kind of waiting for it to happen, though, aren't you? I am too.
It could happen.
I am. I like the Rams. I like the Rams. I think they got a good squad. I think defensively that young talent that they have is special. I'd probably say Kansas City, though. Who do you guys got?
It's tough. I mean, that's why I wanted to ask you. I watched Bet Sweats this morning. Sam Paniadovic, who was on with us every Friday, his answer was Tampa. I think he likes a hot take. But how many teams could you say reasonably are fair answers? Colts would have to be considered.
Yeah.
Detroit, I think, would have to be considered. Green Bay, even. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. But
I like the Rams, too. I've always had a crush on Matthew Stafford going back to Georgia, and I also like some of the young guys. Verse, to me, is one of my favorite defensive players in the league to watch.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
I'm high on them.
To give you an answer, I might go Green Bay. But, I mean, that division is so tough. Everybody's got a winning record. I don't know. Really tough.
So what does this week end up being like, Eric? I mean, are the coaches in the bunker here? I mean, you know, obviously you're always going to work on yourself, but that comes at maybe an opportune time here with them losing these two games going into the break. And I don't know, like how much different could things look when they get back on the field a week from Sunday?
I think it could look different, whether that's personnel changes or some schematic changes. You know, ultimately it'll look fairly similar, but you know, whether Bills were on a 2-game losing streak or not, they were going to self scout, look at tendencies, look at formational tendencies, whatever it may be on the bye week. And they have staff members looking at that each and every week, but you know, the coaching staff's going to be heavily involved in all of that. And you know, players get a chance to get away. Now, the NFLPA and the new CBA lets them get away longer than we used to get away. You know, I think we used to get a weekend off or whatever, and I think it's a minimum of 5 days now. But regardless, they'll get recharged. I'm sure there's conversations being had back and forth just because the players have a day off or have a chance to, you know, do whatever they want. Doesn't mean that your position coach isn't going to be sending you clips and we need to work on this and get ready for this when we get back. So I'd assume there's a lot of communication going on because, you know, this is a team that everybody in that building understands the window that they're currently in. It's not just Bills fans that are sitting here saying, hey, you know, this is our window. The AFC seems more open maybe than it's been in a while, and maybe the league in general, you know, they're seeing that too.
And you get a break, I imagine. I mean, is this going to be more golf, Disney? What's, if you don't mind telling us?
No, it is more golf. A buddy of mine belongs to a club down in Nashville, so I'm going to a member guest. But I'm bringing my wife with me. They have activities for the wife, so that I'm sure she wouldn't have cared if I went regardless, but we get to spend some extra time, just us two, this weekend.
Have your kids grown out of Disney?
No, they went this summer, and I'm sure at some point we'll be back.
I have to ask you every time. I don't know why I have to ask you every time. We shared it was a mutual interest there for, I haven't been in a few years.
No doubt.
There it is. Hopefully you don't have a fantasy team like mine that lost Ibuka, Puka Nacua, and Garrett Wilson on the same day. That was going really well.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm getting back Rashee Rice and George Kittle, which should help.
That definitely should help. If you've made it this far in your fantasy season alive with Rice on that bench, that's pretty good. And most, as Bulldog would tell you, most leagues, most sites don't let you put him on IR. Like, he was not injured.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, good.
Correct.
Well, I'm glad you made it out of Atlanta. Thanks for today. Enjoy your break.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
All right. We'll catch up with Eric after the Carolina game next on our show. His appearance here on WGR today brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Is this me bragging? Sort of
about what?
Passive aggressively bragging, like Pete Overzat accused me of the one time when we decided to bench Justin Jefferson.
I got to decide between Jefferson, Chase, and some other great player or whatever it was.
It was Wilson, Ibuka, and Jefferson, maybe. It wasn't Wilson. But yes, I think that's probably what I'm guilty of here. It was a bad week for receivers. I mean, Nacua was headed toward a record season. Ibuka was the offensive rookie of the year, and Wilson was somehow putting up huge games despite being on the Jets.
That's pretty incredible.
And now they're all going away, at least for a week. I mean, that's not official, but I think it's almost definite. Well, it is official on Ibuka. I think they're almost definitely all going to miss week 7. Tough one. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. We'll have Sal at 5. The Sabres tonight at home to the Senators. We'll look for your calls again after this here on...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd like to see them move Keon around more. See what you got in him. I mean, I'm not saying take all of Shakir's slot reps away, but move him around so he's not just getting stuck on the team's number one cornerback on the opposite side and then throwing him kind of 50-50 balls along the sideline. I'd like to see him involved more, whether it's motion or similar to the first play of the game where we throw it to Palmer off a play action. I'd like to see that be Keon on those routes just to see what we got.
Eric Wood, just before, I mean, I'm not going to push back on Eric with this stuff. It's just, it's the kind of thing that sounds like you really don't know if you've got it, you know?
Yeah.
It reminds me of running backs in the summer when coaches are always telling you they're going to line them up all over the formation, right. And then they never do.
Yeah. I felt like a part of my anticipating Coleman having a breakthrough this year, other than just, you know, being a fanboy, was predicated on them moving guys around more. I fell for the okie doke. I fell for some Joe Brady appearance with the media during mandatory minicamp or OTAs or whatever. Maybe it was even training camp where, you know, we know we've got Khalil doesn't have to always play inside. He can play outside too. And so we have some flexibility there. And I thought that was, I bought that, I guess. I wanted to because, you know, I like the Bills and I want their draft picks to work out and they really need a receiver to emerge here. So, all right, they're going to use Coleman some different ways. Let's go. And it really, I'm not saying it hasn't happened at all, but, you know, I'm with Eric. Like, but it is a sign of not having it. Yeah, and they're stuck right now.
It's a small version of, I'll try to keep this short. It's a small version of the overall analysis that we're all, you know, sort of diving into on what their offense is, you know, based on personnel and their draft choices. When they drafted Coleman, they announced him as an outside receiver. Like, this is what they wanted. Brady was the offensive coordinator by then. The coach and the GM are the same. The quarterback is the same, and the quarterback liked Coleman, which, you know, we've had that a few times when it comes to these draft picks. With that one, they were a little bit more, you know, not as excited to tell you that Allen was texting Brandon Bean, one of his 100 mock drafts or something. I said I would keep it short. I think it's a little bit, do they want to capitulate on Coleman? Right? I mean, that's sort of a general way of looking at what's coming, is whether it's trading for somebody or moving guys into different roles, how much of a problem do they think they have? And again, last year, we might have sounded like this at 3-2. How much of a problem did we think they had? Coleman hadn't done much. Kincaid hadn't done anything. And they went 13-4 or something like they just won constantly after that until Kansas City in the playoffs. So how stubborn will they be is another way to say it. Do they want to move Coleman inside? Because there were smart people who thought he always should have been in that role.
And how prepared is he to do that?
Coleman.
Yeah. Like how prepared is he to handle that? You know, I don't want to make a mountain out of him being disciplined by missing the first series of the game against New England last week, but have they wanted to do some of that and haven't felt like they can get it off the ground because he's not handling it. Maybe he's not as studious as he needs to be. I don't know. There could be a myriad reasons that we'll never know because they're never going to tell us. But the lack of attention to a detail such as being on time for a meeting could be a window into something. Again, I probably have gotten further out on the dock here than I meant to. But just it's a question whether he can handle it because it's a different set of plays, different. Just is he ready for that? That could be a reason why it hasn't happened extensively yet, or it might have just been stuff you say in the summer to get through the summer.
Maybe,
which you know, again, I fell for.
I'm not sure we'll ever know if it doesn't happen, why it didn't happen. Let's go to Kevin next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, the annual two-game losing streak when we shouldn't lose, it's just like Sean McDermott's bad timeout usage. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Anyhow, so just two things. So I'm definitely in the camp on Sean McDermott needs to go. Enough is enough. However, I think the talk about firing McDermott and Brandon Bean in the middle of the season is crazy because, again, who are you going to replace them with right now, right? They still have a playoff team. They don't have a Super Bowl team, but they have a playoff team. So trying to get rid of them now is crazy.
Are there people in your world privately who are discussing firing them now? Because they're insane.
I agree.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page because I don't know where that would not even get traction in a conversation from me. As you can probably tell, I'm ready to jump all over you about it. Just seems nuts. But actually,
I agree with you.
Okay. I also want to say, though, calling 6 weeks into the season and saying they need to go before we see how the rest of the season goes is maybe in a sidecar with that point of view. I mean, you've decided already they have to go.
I've been decided that Sean McDermott should have been gone for a long time. I've already been in that camp. I haven't been in the Brandon Bean camp until now. But yes, I've decided for probably 3.5 years now that Sean McDermott should go.
Then why wouldn't you do it now?
I think he's the guy.
Then why wouldn't you do it now?
Then who are you going to replace him with?
I don't know. What,
nobody
if you have why not? What's the difference? If you've decided for years that he should be fired, I mean, he doesn't call plays.
Because there's nobody on the staff that's competent enough either to be a head coach. So let him go through the season. He's got the team. And then at the end of the season, you can go get your guy that you want and go outside of the building. Go get a guy to replace Brandon Bean like Mike Greenberg in Tampa Bay, right? Go get a guy like Cliff Kingsbury to be your head coach. I thoroughly believe we need an offensive coordinator as a head coach. We're wasting Josh Allen's prime years. And until you get an OC, you're going to have an issue. McDermott's got too much of a stranglehold on this offense to do things. Obviously, he's the head coach, so he gets to decide how they run things. But I think it's too much of a stranglehold. And then you call yourself a defensive guru, but yet the defense can't stop a nosebleed. That's an issue. And he can't coach in the playoffs. We know that. So, okay, they might go on a run right now, win out. Great. So then what are we going to do in the playoffs? We're going to lose to Kansas City again. Well, it's the same thing. It's over and over again. It's a definition of insanity.
Okay. Thanks for weighing in. I just don't understand why you would feel that strongly and base your case on that. Now's not the time to do it. Why wasn't yesterday the time to do it if that's how you felt? Rick is next. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. You know, something feels different this time. And, we've lost two games before in previous years, but this time it just feels different. I mean, I don't see the same intensity in Josh Allen that I see in Patrick Mahomes. You know, I'm not sure why it seems to feel that way. You know, the receiver position, I mean, Bean has neglected it year after year after year, and yet Mahomes has three receivers. He's got three or four to throw to. I mean, how much longer is Josh Allen going to be satisfied when he's frustrated that he's got receivers that can't get open? And then the defense, I mean, the run defense has been a hallmark of this D, and it's, and this year it's Swiss cheese. I mean, there were comments during the Atlanta game. It's like these holes are so big, anybody could run through them. And does anybody have any confidence whatsoever in the secondary that we have right now? I mean, the safeties are a dumpster fire, and we're relying on Trey White, who has is way past his prime. I'm really concerned about this roster, and I think Bean needs to be held accountable for that. He's gotten away with it for too long and relying on these players coming back to Buffalo that used to be here because they know the system. I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't, can you put your thumb on it? Because it definitely feels different to me.
Well, I can put my thumb on my opinion about your take about Allen lacking the intensity that you see from Patrick Mahomes by simply telling you I think that that is what time passing does to you. Time passing without them winning gets you worried that something is going to be different, and so I think the way you view it changes. And you think he's different than he's been because, I don't know, he got married, because his face is all over the place on TV ads or something, and you just sort of build this idea in your head that he's not the same as he used to be. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know that you're wrong. I don't know that his perspective is exactly the same as it was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know whose is. Mine's not on everything across the board, but I don't know. This lack of intensity idea sounds like an invention simply that we as fans would present. It presents itself in our minds because we're fearful it's never going to happen. They're not going to win. Why aren't they going to win? Oh, he doesn't want as bad anymore. I don't know. I don't buy it. I think that is just, it's baseless.
Did we say it 2 weeks ago? Or has this only happened in the last 2 weeks?
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Swiss cheese, dumpster fire, nose, can't stop a nosebleed. I mean, it is bingo card week around here. I mean, this is when I get texts from friends and listeners who say, how do you guys do it? This is that moment when people in my life ask, how do you do it? And I tend to be like, we just do. I don't know. You don't have to respond to everything. 2 weeks ago, did we have this intensity complaint? Or just now we have it because they've lost two games? I couldn't tell you. Alex is next. Hi, Alex.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think the expectation heading into the 2025 season was that we were looking to be the number one seed, primarily because of our strength of schedule or weakness of schedule, mm-hmm. and how difficult the Chiefs' schedule was in that division. That division is super tight, where the Chiefs are 3-3, and one can argue the Bills should be 3-3 if it wasn't for a fluke win in game one, right? We only had beat the Saints, Dolphins, and Jets. But I looked at the Vegas odds, and we are tied number one at in the whole NFL still with the Chiefs. And so I trust Vegas. I think they're smarter than all of us. They got this thing down to a science. And so, hey, we're 4-2. We're still the number one Super Bowl favorite. But now how do we improve this team? I really want to have a conversation here about solutions. Firing the coach and the GM is not going to help us win the Super Bowl this year. All right? The playoff drought is over, but now we entered into a new drought. It's the same drought, getting back to the Super Bowl. But it was, first, let's get to the playoffs. All right, now we've been the number one in the division. We've clinched the division so many years. But now here we are sitting in the wild card spot.
Sorry to speed you up. Let's hear one of these solutions, okay?
So the solutions right now has to be the game plan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He had no business trying to throw the ball all over the Falcons. The way to win that game was to pound the rock and run it because we outweighed them by 30 pounds. Why are we trying to outrun? You know, it's like we're like offensive linemen versus wide receivers. Who's going to win that race? Of course the wide receiver. But if we're going to go ahead and have sumo wrestling, we're going to destroy them. And we needed to outrun that team. We're one of the top teams in rushing, number two behind the Falcons. Offensively, we're the second best rushing team, and our game plan was, and we ran away from it. And James Cook is staring, watching how many touches did he get in the fourth quarter. That is asinine. Joe Brady, and then it comes, it also falls on McDermott. We must change.
Oh, got it. All right, thanks, Alex. Here is what I would say to the betting point, and I often, almost every day, will look at the odds too. But some of that is because of how much betting has been done already on the Bills, just like how Baltimore was favored in the AFC North until last week. They're not going to just take teams that look like now they won't win it and give you 5-1. So you have to remember that too when analyzing the odds. But, you know, there's some merit to it. Sal coming up at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.